This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Since he became Attorney General, John Ashcroft has overruled federal prosecutors who decided not to pursue the death penalty in 28 cases. Some former prosecutors and defense lawyers say the Justice Department's actions could jeopardize federal cases that rely on witness cooperation, those involving drugs or gangs. And they are concerned that most of the defendants in those 28 cases are racial or ethnic minorities, NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
It's not new for an attorney general to overturn the decision of a U.S. attorney who decides not to seek the death penalty. Former Attorney General Janet Reno did it in more than two dozen cases.
The change is that he's doing it at a much faster rate.
Former federal prosecutor Jamie Orenstein reviewed potential death penalty cases for Janet Reno. He says Reno overruled a few cases a year over her eight-year tenure.
Ashcroft is doing it 14 times a year, a much greater rate, especially compared to the overall pool of cases that he considers. It's a much more aggressive pro-death penalty policy.
Barbara Comstock, Justice Department spokeswoman, says the purpose of Ashcroft's policy is to deal with the geographic disparities in the decisions over the death penalty. A study released in 2000 found that a handful of federal prosecutors in places like Puerto Rico and Virginia brought nearly half of all the death penalty cases, while some jurisdictions never sought it. Comstock says Ashcroft is aiming for uniformity.
The Attorney General is committed to fair implementation of the death penalty and the fair implementation of justice. And within the Justice Department, there is a process, and that process is designed to ensure consistency and fairness throughout all of the U.S. attorney districts across the country, regardless of, where a particular crime might happen.
But Orenstein says the current and former prosecutors he has talked with about Ashcroft's decisions are very concerned. He says they're especially concerned about seven cases where the local federal prosecutor had planned to enter into a plea agreement with the defendant and had it overturned by Ashcroft. That is new, says Orenstein, and he says it's bad policy.
To override prosecutors makes it harder for prosecutors to make deals that are crucial to making the justice system work. And there's a case in Brooklyn that I'm familiar with where the Attorney General recently overrode a cooperation agreement. So the person that was going to testify and help convict other murderers now is subject to the death penalty and won't cooperate.
But Joe DeGeneva, also a former federal prosecutor, disagrees with that assessment. He says prosecutors know the Attorney General has the final say.
If they are cutting deals with people or trying to and not informing them that their decision can be changed by the Attorney General, they're not doing their job.
But David Bruck, who advises lawyers defending people who face the federal death penalty, says that's not the way it works. He says the government should expect to see far less information coming from defendants in the future.
In a way, this policy of Attorney General Ashcroft means that all bets are off for a defendant who is considering helping the government, cooperating, and being useful to law enforcement.
He says that could even include terrorism cases. Another concern is about race. In all but two of the 28 cases, the defendants are racial or ethnic minorities. Justice Department spokesman Barbara Comstock says race doesn't figure in at all.
When the Attorney General reviews these matters, he is not informed of the race of either the victim in a case or of the perpetrator.
But Jamie Orenstein says he believes Ashcroft's increased push on the death penalty exacerbates the racial disparities already in the system.
So by increasing at an even greater rate the number of people who are subject to the death penalty, it's magnifying the problem.
He says he doubts there's anything deliberate here, but nevertheless, he says, that is the effect. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.